series to the table of the Catholic was outstanding. Nancy Jones did an extending argument for 7 days to try to address this family.
Second, let's hear from the Office of the Press Secretary. This is the President's statement.
Statement in reaction to the unemployment report. Because if you need data, the other has it. A brief addition to the birthday celebration. The people saw the ceremony in the Oval Office, and the birthday cake was grilled into the Roosevelt Room, and the president came in and saw members of the staff. This included a total of roughly $58 billion of loan budget and approximately $22 billion of off-budget items. This is essentially unchanged from previous estimates, but of course, it's subject to revision. Telephone calls regarding the speech. Does anybody need to have more on that? Sink the 10% that were pledged to see if the president has re-emphasized that, and everyone can't be exactly the members of Congress saying that. You know, where we know the legislative process is a process of negotiation. Our goal, and we think what the American people voted on in November, among other things, is the 10% tax cut, and
you settle for? Let's say, obviously, a process of negotiation. Would you settle for, let's say, 5 to 7%? If that's what they're
take it. We don't plan to retreat from what the president is kind of one of the basic planks of this program.
All right. Last night, the president made a speech. I'm referring to page 4, where he said we can lecture our children about extravagance until they run out of gas and breath. We can cure their extravagance simply by reducing their allowance. And my question is, as a deputy spokesman, could you tell us why the president believes the regular order, including the regular funding cost, as well as tonight's surprise party, is not extravagance?
It was not extravagance with the taxpayers' money.
Not with the taxpayers' money? It was not extravagance at all?
Well,
also turned the back part of where governors and salaries, as you'll know.
I understand that it would be better addressed to the head of the inaugural was self-suspending.
Who speaks in his administration to the Governor Trump? Is it Secretary Weinberger? Is it Secretary Haig? And what is the position of this administration?
It is our position that the administration stinks with one voice. Decision in this matter has been taken by the new administration, and any deployment decision will only be taken after consultation with U.S. allies.
Well, isn't that what the New York Times reported? Then what I'll point out is Secretary Weinberger is suggesting that he is in favor of deploying the Trump bomb.
I'm not sure that's what the Secretary said. The Secretary said. Secretaries Haig and Weinberger talk frequently on many assume then that they probably both agree on ultimate deployment of the drone, but what has to be done is prepare the way diplomatically on the legal side.
I would assume that the enhanced radiation warhead is one of many things being studied. As I said, it's common for any incoming administration to review major decisions of a previous administration. And this is one of the things being reviewed. There's no change in policy. There's no decision.
What is the policy? Today about the Soviet action or potential actions in Poland. What is the state of intelligence information about their plans?
I would rather not have comment on the situation in Poland and let you ask the State Department about that.
All right. New York Times columnist William Safire reported that by contrast to the anger of William Fletcher Smith, President Reagan was very well controlled in saying heard those things about Frank Sinatra, he hoped they weren't true. And my question is, I have a two-part question. Does Mr. Sinatra's name on the guest list tonight mean that the White House is now investigated and found that Sinatra is not being investigated by a New York grand jury? Or is that possibility, which was reported by Newsweek magazine, considered to be unimportant?
You know, I would probably make a promise to you to answer that question when I got over here.
I'm glad you recalled that, Larry. Wonderful. I thought it might be lost otherwise.
Yes, I don't know the White House investigation and comment. There is none. Mr. Sinatra, and he's on the guest list tonight because he told us we were doing the inviting. I wanted him on the guest list.
Who was that?
The president, Mrs. Reagan.
Okay, a follow up, if I may. The Washington Star reports that in 1970, Mr. Sinatra, quote, stormed out of Las Vegas following a chip-throwing, gun-waving incident at Caesar's Palace, and that the county prosecutor at that time, George Franklin, says that Mr. Sinatra has more mob associates than Lefty Rosenthal and Alan Blair.
course, down in Nevada gambling for having Bob associates. My question is the president assured that his name, that is Reagan's name, will not be used when the Nevada Gaming Control Board meets on Tuesday to decide on Mr. Sinatra's application for a gambling license?
It's the late George Reagan.
No, he's alive. He's the North Las Vegas prosecuting attorney, city attorney, Sam. What about this? Does the president think it was no comment at all? The president doesn't know whether his name's going to be used in this application?
Yes, I don't know. I have no comment. It's a matter I haven't looked into, you know.
Do you think you might look?
Yeah, next January. After next January. To review the previous administration's actions and decisions. No, Judge, it would be our general policy not to discuss the agenda for National Security Council meetings.
What were all those transition groups doing? I thought they were doing all this reviewing.
Well, we had a lot of it, but we're reviewing the transition reviews now. The 300 phone calls today, 150 highly spirited on speech.
Highly spirited?
Yes,
favorably.
Favorably highly spirited. Had a few of those last night. The fact of this shows that, what was it last night? Several of them, they couldn't tell what they wanted. Very unintelligible. Okay, 150. Happy birthday greeting.
That was your last question. I like that.
Where is it?
What was it? As I recall, you asked about the listless favorables.
Oh,
what
the
highly spirited
one. The listless favorables. We couldn't hear
them. Well, what was the score?
Well, the other 150 didn't like the speech. 150 before it, 150 weren't.
Yeah. No. 150 said happy birthday, and 150 said they were favorably impressed.
No one said they were unimpressed. Is that right?
Sure. So that's
so the 300 people that were
not impressed. That's right. Half of them were excited about that right now.
9 to 12
this morning. Now, be sure and get yesterday's. That makes a total of
right. So, would it be your policy to release these phone calls when they are not in your favor?
Yes, I think you'll say that. Seen the weekend schedule, but I would judge it's fairly light in the house or in town all weekend. For God's purposes, there will be a private dinner on Saturday night. Will be travel pool and no coverage. Church is still a question mark for Sunday.
Is he going to join a church here?
I don't know, Sam. I haven't heard an expressive.
Pardon?
Where's Mr. Brady? I think Mr. Brady's office. Oh, yes. I'm persuaded to get him money.
All right, come back to the subject.
Basically favorable. Only comments.
Well, that is 150.